time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
It's the opening Legion Baseball broadcast here of the 2021 summer. Today we're in Seneca as Seneca plays host to Doniphan County. Welcome to the broadcast alongside our guy Scott taking care of us back in the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Well, tonight's matchup, Doniphan County 3-1 early on in the year. Seneca 0-2, their two games against Marysville. 12-2 loss and a 3-1 loss for Seneca last week. Doniphan County, meanwhile, as mentioned, they are 3-1 on the season. And for Doniphan County, they've had, as mentioned, four games. And for Doniphan County, they won twice over Silver Lake, 11-1, 5-4, beat Valley Falls 7-2, and then lost to Valley Falls 3-2. So with that, we are set to go. Our umpire's a little late getting here, but we are ready to go. Doniphan County, the visitors, they will bat first. Braden Chalvin will lead things off, followed by Charlie Grable and Trent Spiker. He'll be facing Zach Kramer of Seneca. He's throwing for the first time this summer. Braden Chalfin digs in from the right side, the shortstop for D.C. today. The first offering from Kramer is a fastball. It's grounded foul. And it's 0-1 on Chalfin. Braden on the year. So far, 1-for-12. He has scored three runs from his leadoff spot. He has walked a couple of times. Kramer the righty back into the windup, the 0-1. Slider swung on and missed, and it's 0-2 on Chalfin. Beautiful day for baseball here in Seneca. Wind blowing from left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. And the 0-2. Fastball hit down the right field line, but that will slice foul. It remains 0-2. Braden has played in all four games for Doniphan County, and again, he fouls the ball off. This time, it'll get back in out of play. Looking at the Seneca defense, Bill Shillions is in left field. Dalton Herter's in center. Andrew Henry in right. Damon Cook is at third. Landon Baker at short. Bryce Uphouse at second. Eric Thomas is at first base. And Trent Schmitz is the battery mate for Zach Kramer. There's a swing and a miss by Chalfin. Down he goes, and Zach Kramer starts off his afternoon with a strikeout. Quickly one away, and now here's Charlie Grable. He will bat from the left side, the second baseman for D.C. Charlie, two hits and nine at bat so far. He scored six runs and a couple of RBIs. One O is grounded to the right side. That'll be playable for the second baseman up out. He'll flip over to first, and there's two away. So two outs, and now here's Trent Spiker. Left fielder for Doniphan County. Trent has had a good start to the summer. 462 average, 6 hits and 13 at-bats. A couple of RBIs. He scored a run and has 3 doubles. He will bat from the right side. Kramer into the windup. His first offering is a fastball down Broadway for strike one. Spiker had a quick turnaround. He competed at state track last Saturday for Doniphan West. He ended up placing in the 400. And then he turned right back around last Sunday night and played Doniphan County's first game. 2-1 the count now on Spiker. Righty on righty matchup, playing straight away in the outfield. Now the 2-1. Fastball in on the inside corner at the knees for a strike. I will even the count at two. Henry in right is shading towards the line. There's a big gap in right center field, and here's the 2-2. Fastball down there, middle called, strike three. Piker didn't like it, but it's a strikeout for Kramer. He records 2 Ks in the top of the first inning, one at the bottom of inning number one. No score with Seneca coming up here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all 7 of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Seneca coming to bat for the first time. Dalton Herter will lead things off. He's a center fielder. Bryce Uphouse with second. He plays second base. Batting third is the shortstop, Landon Baker. Hitting cleanup is the pitcher, Zach Kramer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Damon Cook. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Dylan Chulion. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Eric Thomas. Hitting eighth is the catcher, Trent Schmidt. And batting ninth, rounding things out, is the right fielder, Andrew Henry. He'll be facing Alex Leibel of Doniphan County, making his second appearance of this summer. He's thrown four innings, just a 1.75 earned run average. In those four innings, he's only given up one earned run and only six hits. So Leibel will get the start on the mound for Doniphan County. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at his defense. Trent Spiker is in left. Hayes is in center. Fumler in right. Kobe Davis is the third baseman. Braden Chalfant at short. Charlie Grable at second base. Brock Studer is the first baseman. And Cole Franken is the battery mate for Alex Leibel. Well, that we're set to go. Leibel will have a couple of more tosses. He's had a big warm-up session here at the bottom of the first inning. The top of the first inning, Doniphan County went fairly quickly, 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts against Zach Kramer of Seneca. And Leibel's still warming up on the mound. He's thrown several pitches here to warm up, and finally they'll throw down to second base to complete his warm-up session. So here's Dalton Herter to lead things off. Dalton Herter of Nemaha Central. He had a really good season. Nemaha Central made it all the way to the regional championship game before falling to Rock Creek. And a 1-0. Fastball down the middle. 1-1 the count on Herter. And now the 1-1. Swing and a foul back to the screen. A good cut by Herter. Right now down on the count, 1-2. Herter had two hits on Wednesday in that pair of losses to Marysville. And the 1-2 from Leibel. Breaking ball hit into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Herter will round first base. He'll stop there. It's a leadoff single for Dalton Herter, and Seneca has their first man on. So now here is Bryce Uphouse. He's one of the older veteran guys for Seneca. Graduated last year from Nemaha Central. Here's Uphouse against Leibel with Herter at first base. Nobody out, bottom of the first inning, no score. Leibel, a quick throw over, back easily as Herter. About still looking for his first hit of the summer. First pitch from Leibel, the fastball low and away. Bounce played second base for Seneca summer team last year. Obviously, there was no zone tournament or anything of the sort last year due to all the COVID restrictions. They're expecting to have a zone tournament this year. Also, a little bit of a league tournament style finish at the end of the year with the top teams of each division. There's an East and West division. They will play each other for the championship. There goes Herter. Fastball in there for a strike, thrown on a second base, not in time. It's a stolen bag for Dalton Herter. And Seneca has a man in scoring position with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-1 the count on Uphouse. Herter now at second base. Herter with a good lead. 2-1 is lined back to the shortstop. It's going to hit the lip of the grass. It bounced over Chalfant's head into the center field. Herter around second, around third base. He will score. It's an RBI single. 4, Bryce Uphouse, and Seneca takes a 1-0 lead. So tough luck for Doniphan County, but good luck for Bryce Uphouse. Hit that ball so hard that it just hit the lip of the infield grass and shot right over the head of Braden Chapman, who had no chance. And so now here's Landon Baker. First pitch fastball, and on the outside corner for a strike. Baker had a really good year for Seminole Central. 1-for-5 to start the summer. Baker, a guy who was named at All-State selection for Seminole Central, but he pops the ball up on the infield here, playable for the second baseman, Grable, and he'll retreat into shallow center field to make the grab. So one away now with a runner at first base for Zach Kramer. Zach will bat from the left side. For Zach, this is the first game he will be playing in for Seneca this year. Now the ball gets away from Frankie. He didn't know where it was. It was right underneath his feet, and it's going to allow Uphouse to take second base. I mean, the ball was just sitting in the left-handed batter's box, but Franken had no idea where it was, and smartly Bryce Uphouse at first base just took off to second, and Franken didn't know where the ball was. So now another runner in scoring position for Seneca. 0-1 the count on Zach Kramer. Here's the pitch. Late swing by Kramer, and he fouls it off to the left side. Up outside at second base, getting a big lead, and they're trying to get a little bit of a secondary jump as well, but definitely has the attention of Alex Leibel on the mound for Doniphan County. One out in the 0-2. Fastball out high and away. And a beautiful day for baseball. The wind blowing across the field from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. And now the 1-2 to Kramer. Fastball high and away again. Herter started off the inning with a single, then Uphouse, and he's still second base, Uphouse singled him in. Baker popped up, and now 2-2 the count on Kramer. Another fastball away. So from 0-2 to 3-2. A payoff pitch coming up to Zach Kramer. Uphouse, another good lead off of second as he jumps around out there. Now the payoff pitch, fouled off. Might have been ball four, but Kramer wasn't going to take the chance and just chopped it into the fencing in front of the Seneca dugout. One out, bottom of the first, 1-0 Seneca. Begin the payoff. Bouncing ball into the left side, going to be a tough play for Chalfa. He'll field it in the hole, and he will not throw to first, as he knew he didn't have a chance to get Kramer, who runs pretty well. So it'll be an infield single for Zach Kramer. That'll put runners at first and second with one away for Damon Cook. Cook so far this year has one hit and five at-bats. Bats from the right side. First pitch swinging, and he fouls it off to the right side and out of play. Weibel's not a guy that really throws that hard for Doniphan County, but he's definitely a guy that locates his pitches pretty well. The 0-1 of the breaking ball again fouled off. 0-2 the count on Cook with Dylan Chulianz on deck. Up house at second. He singled. Kramer at first, he singled. Here's the 0-2. Uphouse takes off, but it's going to drill Cook right in the back. So on an 0-2 pitch, Cook gets hit. And so that's going to load the bases up. So three singles in the inning, a hit by pitch, one run across for Seneca. So now here's Dylan Chulianz. Dylan has a couple of hits already this summer. He is 2-for-5. A pair of singles. He was the starting quarterback on the state championship-winning football team for Nemaha Central a couple of years ago. Just like Bryce Uphouse, he is one of the veteran graduated guys. First pitch from Lyle. The fastball on the way. It's going to get away from Franken. Here comes Uphouse down from third, and he will score. Ball is going to get away from the pitcher, Leibel, but Chalfant's there to back it up to save another run. But it's 2-0 Seneca as Uphouse scores the second run of this first inning. Kramer also moved up to third, as did Cook move up to second. So 2-0 Seneca and a couple of more RBI opportunities out there for Chulianz. Doniphan County playing deep in the outfield, deep in left and in center as well. Pretty much normal depth out and right with Fumler. Here's the 1-0. Line shot back up the middle. That's a base hit. Kramer comes in to score. They're going to hold Cook at third. It's an RBI single for Chulianz, and it's 3-0 Seneca in the bottom of the first inning.
Get the family favorite, the
And so now with runners at first and third, here's Eric Thomas. Thomas bats from the right side. Chulianz, a big lead at first. There he goes. No throw. It'll be an easy stolen base for Chulianz. So now two more runners in scoring position. And a chance for Seneca to take a commanding lead here in the bottom of the first inning if Thomas can get a base hit. 1-0. Fastball high and inside. Thomas has a couple of hits this year. There's a fastball on the outside at the knees for a strike, 2-1 the count. Herder started off the bottom of the first with a single, stole second base, scored on the RBI single from Bryce Uphouse. Baker popped up, Kramer then singled, scored a run, and there's another hit by pitch. Fastball comes high and inside and clips Thomas on the arm, and that's going to load the bases. So only one out so far recorded by Alex Leibel. And it came on a pop-up from Landon Baker. And now he's going to have to face Trent Schmitz with the bases loaded and only one out. It's already 3-0 Seneca here in the bottom of the first inning. They scored three runs on four hits and had two hit batters. Corners are going to come in. Middle infield is going to play normal double dip play depth, and the fastball is poured in on the outside for strike one to Trent Schmidt. Cook at third, Chulianz at second, Thomas at first. There's a late swing and a miss by Schmidt, and he's quickly down 0-2. And the 0-2 from Leibel. Fastball inside, and again that clips the batter. And that's going to force in a run. So Cook will come down from third and score. It is 4-0. Seneca leads in the bottom of the first inning with only one away. The bases continue to be loaded. That's the third hit batsman in this inning. And now is the nine hitter, Andrew Henry. Henry looking for his first hit. He'll swing at the first pitch and pop it back and out of play. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the fourth inning, already 4-0, Seneca in front. Gill one. Little popper over the second baseman Grable's head. He's going to retreat into right center field. He'll make the grab. Chulion's going to try to score. Here's the throw home. It is in time. They got him. That'll be a double play, and that'll end the threat. So Seneca gets their third out, thrown out at home plate, and that will end the bottom of the first inning. But not before Seneca plates four. We'll head to inning number two. It's 4-0 Seneca in front here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Seneca. It is 4-0. Seneca leads Doniphan County. I want to thank a couple of our Legion Baseball sponsors making our broadcast happen. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop Insurance of Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Online at highlandcc.edu. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. All of our Legion Baseball sponsors allowing this broadcast to happen here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Dauphin County coming to bat for the second time. Cole Franken will lead things off against Zach Kramer. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Kramer struck out two in the top of the first inning. He made quick work of the top of the order for Dauphin County. In the 0-1. Line in the left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Franken around first base. He's going to stop there. It's a leadoff single. And the first hit of the day for Doniphan County. So now here's the pitcher, Alex Leibel. He will bat for the first time. Leibel has 4 hits, 8 at-bats so far this year. 2 RBIs. He has scored 3 runs. It's 0-1 on Leibel. Able, a tall, lengthy righty. Throw over. Ooh, just nearly got Franken as he dove back in head first. He kind of got caught flat-footed. Had to go in a headlong dive, but he got back safely. 0-1 the count on Leibold. Nobody out in the top of the second inning. Very late swing by Leibold, and he fouls it up against the screen on the right side. They'll throw a new baseball in and make sure it doesn't have a scuff on it. Franken the runner at first. Kramer comes set, the 0-2. Lined into the right side. It's going to go right through the glove of the second baseman, up pouncing into right center field. Franken's going to round second. He'll stop there. We'll see how that is scored. giving an air to Uphouse. It did hit him right in the webbing of his glove. So it'll be first and second for Doniphan County and nobody out. And here's Kobe Davis batting for the first time. He'll line a ball in the left center field and deep. It's at the track, at the wall. It bounced up against the bottom of the wall. And here comes around third to score Grable. Stopping at second is Davis. And it'll be an RBI double, and Doniphan County's on the board. So Franken comes around to score the first run. Leibel will go to third. That ball was absolutely tattooed by Kobe Davis, and if the wind wasn't blowing in from left field, that ball on a normal day would probably be gone. And now Gavin Fumler will bat for the first time with runners at second and third and nobody out. First pitch from Kramer, the fastball on the outside, headed to the knees for strike one. There's a late swing and a foul off to the right side. 0-2 on Fumler. Three hits for Gavin and 10 at-bats this year. Five RBIs. He scored three runs. A couple of RBI opportunities right here. The 0-2. Breaking ball just misses low and in. Brent Shockey is our home plate umpire today. 1-2. Fastball in there. Called strike three on the outside corner. That's strikeout number three for Zach Kramer. And the first out here of the top of the second inning. So now with runners at first and or second and third, here's Cale Hamilton. He'll swing and hit a ball in the deep center field. That is deep at the track, at the wall, and gone. A big fly for Cale Hamilton. And just like that, we're tied at four. Two monster shots by Doniphan County in this inning. First for Davis, a hit up against the wall. That ball just kept carrying and went to the deepest part of the yard and straightaway center field. So for Hamilton, that is his first home run of the year. RBIs number 3, 4, and 5. So how much bigger does that make things, the fact that Doniphan County was able to get out of that bottom of the first inning by getting that double play. Seneca looked like they were going to take complete control early on and had a chance to blow the game wide open. And they get four runs and had the bases loaded, but got doubled up. And then here in the top of the second inning, Doniphan County plates four. So Leibel, Davis all come in to score on the Cale Hamilton home run. Now Seneca will have a quick meeting at the mound with Kramer. So the base is empty. Now here's Connor Hayes. Hayes 1-for-3 so far this summer. He's got a couple of runs scored and is an RBI. The first pitch from Kramer is a fastball in there for a strike. A big swing and a miss by Hayes, 0-2. Doniphan County's going to bat 10 today. And the 0-2, check swing. Did he go? He said yes. The throw down to first base. That'll complete the strikeout. And that'll be strikeout number 4 for Zach Kramer. Hayes didn't think he went around. He didn't immediately tick off to first base. The home plate umpire said, yes, he did go. That's when Hayes finally took off. So two outs for Brock Studer. First pitch from Kramer is a fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Studer 1-for-6 this summer so far. I'll have a late swing and a fastball and fouled up against the screen. Two outs, top of the second inning, 4-4 our score. Now the 0-2 from Kramer. Fastball low and away. Senate completed their four runs in the bottom of the first inning, had a chance for more. They did do a double play, and now Doniphan County has played four here in the top of the second. Another fastball low and outside. 2-2 the count on Brock Studer. Now the 2-2. Fastball popped up on the infield. Catcher doesn't see it. Kramer gives chase and runs it down. Really good running back grab by Zach Kramer. Chris Schmitz had no idea where it was, but that'll end the inning. So Kramer gets the out, but not before. Doniphan County plates four, and at the end of one and a half, we're tied at four on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the order for Seneca to start the second inning. Tied at four. It'll be Dalton Herter, followed by Bryce Uphouse, and then Landon Baker. They will face, again, Alex Leibel will stay out there on the mound for D.C., gave up those four runs in the first inning, but got out of a possible situation where Seneca could have really took control of that. He had the bases loaded, got a pop-up of Andrew Henry to shallow right center field. The second baseman, Charlie Grable, made the grab. Dylan Chillions was the runner at third. He tried to score, but he was gunned down to end the inning. And so Seneca essentially stranded the bases loaded, and then Doniphan County came right back with a four spot of their own. So here's Herter. He got things started in the first inning with a single, stole a bag. And then it came around to score an RBI single. And now the 1-0 to Herter. Fastball in there on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Seneca had four hits in that first inning and had three hit batsmen. And now another fastball on the outside for a strike, and it's 1-2. And our home plate umpire, Fred Shockey, is known to have a big strike zone. 1-2. There's a line shot up the middle. That's a base hit. That'll roll into center field, so Herter is 2-for-2. And he's on to lead off the second inning. Now here's Bryce Uphouse. He also singled in the first inning and scored Herter. I would imagine that Herter will be off and running here in the next couple of pitches. Herter with a decent lead over at first. Leibel, the righty, comes set. Herter not running, and a fastball is in for a strike. Herter ran on the second pitch of the at-bat to Uphouse in the first inning. Not running here. There's a line shot in the center field, but it's going to stay up and be playable for Hayes. He will retreat over into left center field. He'll make the grab, and there's one away. So one out. Now here's Landon Baker. Baker popped up to Grable at second base in the first inning. No bat with Herter at first base. Herter an extra step. Started to take off to second base, but Leibel threw over, and he was able to get back. He was definitely leading towards second base. Let's see if Herter elects to take off here. Another throw over, and again, diving back safely is Herter. 4-4 our score, bottom of the second inning. Herter, another decent-sized lead, not running. And there's a fastball low. Donovan County continues to play pretty much straight up in the outfield. Herter there takes off to run, and it's a base hit to right field. Herter will round second base. He'll go to third. Baker rounds first, stops there. It's a single for Landon Baker, and that'll put runners at the corners now with one away. I don't know if that was necessarily a hit and run, but essentially it works to perfection. And now here's Zach Kramer. Kramer hit a ball into the hole at short and was able to reach on an infield single in the first inning. Imagine Baker would be off and running. There he goes. No throw down to second base at all. They're just going to give Baker second. Now a couple of RBI opportunities for Zach Kramer. Kramer, left-handed hitter again against Leibel. 1-0. Fastball high and away. Leibel has just not been able to get Seneca really off balance at all here so far today. Now a fastball misses low, and it's 3-0. He's not missing any bats by any means. Seneca has hit the ball hard several times already today. And now the 3-0. Fastball, high ball, 4. So that's going to load the bases up for Damon Cook. Cook was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the first inning. The thing about Cook getting hit in the first inning, he was hit on an 0-2 pitch. The infield is going to come, the corners are going to come in. The middle infield is going to play normal double play depth. Cook just looking to put the ball in the outfield and pick up an RBI. There's a fastball on the outside edge of the knees for a strike. 1-1 the count on Cook. And the 1-1. Bouncing ball to the left side. It's going to be a really tough play. Job of the shortstop. Fields throws on the run, and it's going to be dropped by the first baseman. Now here comes Baker. He's going to come home. He will score. So it'll be probably an infield single and then an error on the shortstop, allowing the second run to score. That was going to be a really tough play for Chalfin, so I would imagine it's probably going to be a hit. And so it is going to be an infield single for Damon Cook. He will get one RBI out of it, but it'll be an error on the shortstop, allowing the second run to score. So now runners at the corners, and it's 6-4. Seneca now leads with Dylan Chulions up to bat. There goes a runner, and a ball is going to be popped back that'll get out of play. Going to the count now, Chulions, runners at first and third. Cook the runner at first, Kramer the runner at third. Cook not running, and there's a hot shot right back to the pitcher. Leibel, he'll throw to first, and that will complete the double play. So again, Leibel gets a double play to end a bigger threat, but Seneca still plays two, and at the end of two complete, it's 6-4. Seneca leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dandler's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the third inning of play, 6-4 our score. Seneca leads Doniphan County. D.C. will have the top of the order to begin this third inning of play, Chopik, Grable, Spiker. They will continue to face Zach Kramer, who was hit around a little bit in the second inning. Gave up three hits, including a double and a three-run home run by Kill Hamilton, which was the big blast in the second inning for Doniphan County and allowed them to tie it at four. But Seneca came back in the bottom of the second and took a 6-4 lead. There's a hot shot to third base. Throw over to first as Chalfa picks on the first pitch and grounds out. Damon Cook records the out, and one pitch, one away. Quickly one out. Now here's Charlie Grable. He grounded out to Bryce Uphouse at second base, his first at bat. First pitch from Kramer is a fastball on the outside at the knees for a strike. Well, fastball misses low and inside. 1-1 the count on Grable. Kramer works very quickly. Now is 1-1 is again bounced to the right side, right to the second baseman Uphouse. He bobbles it, and his throw is not in time. It'll be an error. So Grable is on out of the air. Uphouse kind of sat back on it and just took that second hop right in front of him and just bounced up and hit him in the chest. Now runner at first, one away for Tritt Spiker. Spiker was a strikeout victim in the first inning. He was called out on strikes and was not happy about it. And there's a hot shot up the middle. Chance for two. Baker steps on second. Throw to first. It's a double play. So a quick top of the third inning for Zach Kramer and Seneca. We'll go to the bottom of inning number three. It is 6-4 Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, 6-4 our score. Seneca coming to bat. They'll have 7, 8, 9 of Hamas, Schmidt, and Henry due up. They'll continue to face Alex Leibel. He's been hit around a little bit today, but he's able to limit the damage fairly well. Got out of a jam in the first inning. He did give up four runs, but left the bases loaded thanks to a double play. Same thing happened in the second inning. Here's Eric Thomas to lead things off here in the bottom of the third for Seneca. He was hit by a pitch, his first at bat in inning number one. Leibel on the windup, his first pitch. His fist to the right side. It'll be a squibber for the second baseman, Grable. Left the field with a bare hand. He threw it away. It's going to be a tough play, but still it's going to be an error on Grable. So leadoff man is on for Seneca. That ball just had some weird side spin to it and then just deadened in the dirt. Grable made a bare hand play. Had a little bit of time. I think he thought he had to rush it a little more than he did and just threw it wide. But now here's Trent Schmitz. He was hit by a pitch his first at bat. So both teams struggling defensively here early in this game. Obviously, still early on here this season. There's a bouncing ball right into the pitcher, Leibel. He'll go to second base for one on the first. It is in time. That's a double play. And I think they're going to call him safe at second base as Chalfant did not have his foot on second base. I didn't think he did. And so Hamas is going to be safe at second. Schmitz will be out. And so now a runner at second base with one away for Andrew Henry. That throw kind of took Chalfant towards the second base side of the bag. It just didn't look like he had his foot on the bag when he had the ball hit his mitt. So now, again, Hamas is the runner at second with one away and Andrew Henry at bat. In the 0-1. Fastball low. Six-four, bottom of the third. 1-1. Line shot back to the pitcher, Leibel. He'll just spin and throw to first base. Going to third is Hamas. And there are two away. So now back to the top of the order. Here's Dalton Herter for the third time. He has 2 for 2 today with a pair of singles. He's also scored twice. The runner at third base. The first pitch is a fastball low and away. And strike one against Herter. So 0-1 the count with two outs. Thomas is the runner at third. Seneca already leads 6-4 and look at attack on a run. Late swing and a foul off to the right side, so now it'll be 0-2 on Herter. Bible waits, comes set, and then 0-2. Breaking ball left high and inside. First times we've seen Leibel trying to throw that breaker today. Now the 1-2. Fastball low and away. Almost the runner to third. Two outs and the 2-2 pitch. Late swing, a foul off up against the screen. Herter stays alive though at 2-2. Two and two the count. Herter looking to pick up an insurance run for Seneca in the bottom of the third inning. Again, the 2-2 from Leibel. Bouncing ball hit up the middle. It's going to be a tough play, but a high bouncer right to Chalfant. He'll step throw in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. So Seneca strands one. We'll head to the fourth inning of play. It's 6-4. Seneca leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all 7 of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
KNZA.
Fourth inning of play, 6-4 our score. Donovan County will have 4-5-6 of Franken, Leibel, and Davis, the pre-scheduled hitter, against Zach Kramer. Donovan County played their four runs in the second. They have been held scoreless in the first and third innings. Top of the order really hasn't done a whole lot. All of that production came from the bottom half of the lineup. Now here's Cole Franken. He got the scoring start in the second as he singled and came around to score on the RBI double from Kobe Davis. Now he swings at the ball off the end of the bat and rolls it foul, and it's 1-1. Oh, 1-1 from Kramer. Line shot in the center field and deep. Backtracking is Herter, and he'll make the play in to right center field for out number one. The wind looks like it is blowing straight across the field, but the ball is still carrying through that wind. Every ball that's been hit to center field has just seemed to really carry. Now here's Leibel. He'll swing and foul the ball back. Now one is a fastball low and away. Offutt County had three hits in that four-run second. Took advantage of an error. And then that three-run home run by Kill Hamilton. 2-1 the count against Leibel. The pitch. Line shot into right field and deep, but right at Henry. He'll backtrack a couple of steps and make the grab, and there's two away. So another hard-hit ball for Donovan County, but nothing to show for it here in this fourth inning. And now here's Kobe Davis. Kobe had that RBI double in the second inning, bounced it up against the wall in left center field. And now he bats for the second time. Slider in the dirt. Henry in right field is playing closer towards the line, but he just had Leibel played perfectly, so he'll stand right there. Herter in center will play pretty much straight away. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt of Schmidt. It's 1-1 on Kobe Davis. And the 1-1 from Kramer. Fastball a little bit low. Top of the fourth, 6-4 score. Two outs. And a fastball paints the outside edge and make it 2-2. And the pitch from Zach Kramer. Line shot in the center field again and deep. This is back at the track, at the wall, and it's gone. Kobe Davis again, a big fly for Donovan County. His second hard hit ball today. And he brings Donovan County back within one. It's 6-5. So Davis with two RBIs now today. A double and a long home run to center field. It's not like this is a small park by any means here in Seneca. It's 340 to straightaway center. And that ball cleared the fence by plenty. There's a bouncing ball into the left side. It'll be a tough play with the third baseman Cook. He'll field it on the run and throw it. And it is in time to end the inning. So we've played 3.5. But Doniphan County gets one back. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 6-5. Seneca leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-5 our score. Seneca coming to bat. They will have 2-3-4. Bryce Uphouse, Landon Baker, and Zach Kramer. Alex Leibel will be out there on the mound again. He hit his first scoreless inning in the third. Seneca played it 4 in the first and 2 in the second. So here's Leibel to face Bryce Uphouse, who has an RBI single, a run scored, and a flyout today. Uphouse digs in from the right side. Leibel into the windup. His first offering is popped up, but that'll get back foul and out of play. Seneca with 7 hits so far today. They've taken advantage of 3 hit batsmen, a couple of walks. The 0-1. Line shot, base hit, left field. So Uphouse has his second hit of the day. And he is on for the second time and to lead off the fourth inning. Now here's Landon Baker. He singled, scored a run his last at bat. He is 1-for-2. Uphouse with decent speed at first base. We'll see if Baker puts something in motion as they did his last time up. Uphouse a huge lead, The throw over to first, he nearly got picked off, but he dives back in head first. Uphouse a little bit shorter lead now. Not running. There's a bouncing ball. It'll get into the right side. That'll get through for another base hit. Baker around first. He'll stop there as Uphouse stops at second base. Back-to-back singles. And two runners on with nobody out in the fourth. So Baker is now 2-for-3, and now here's Zach Kramer. He's been on base both times. He's come to bat. An infield single and a walk. Squares the bunt, gets it down. It's a beautiful one down the third base line. Leibel will pick it up, throw to first, and it's going to go wide of first and all the way down the line. Around third base here, Baker, he's going to try to score. The throw to the plate, it is not in time. It'll be a two-run scoring error on the pitcher, Leibel. And Seneca now leads 8-5. Uphouse scored all the way from second. Baker all the way from first. And errors continuing to haunt Doniphan County. Also, just miscues all day long. 3 hit batsmen, couple of errors, couple of walks. Al Kramer at third base. Here's a bouncy ball up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. So Cook comes through. He picks up an RBI. It is now 9-5. Seneca leads. Still nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Cook will be at first for Dylan Chilion. Seneca bats have definitely come alive here today. First pitch is going to get away from Franken. Cook will take second base. And the wheels all of a sudden just falling off for Doniphan County. One could argue that they've never really been on at all today. One another count on Chilion. He'll ask for time. Step out. 9-5, Seneca leads. They played it 4 runs in the first, 2 in the second, and so far 3 here in the fourth with nobody out. Cook a good lead out at second base. Took another step. Now the 1-0 is a fastball low and inside. Chilion is an RBI single today, and he is also lined into a double play. Fastball low. It's going to get all the way back to the screen. Now 3-0 on Chilion. So Cook will move to third base. So 3-0 the count on Chilion and a runner at third base. 3 runs already across in the inning. There's a swing and a miss on a 3-0 pitch. And Lible came with a breaking ball. Chilion just looking to pick up an RBI. Doniphan County is going to play back on the infield. Kind of surprised. There's a fastball away for ball 4. So he's going to put runners at the corners for Eric Thomas, who has reached base twice. He was hit by a pitch. And he has also reached on an error. Chilion's a really big lead over first. He's going to take off. No throw down to second base. Doniphan County is just giving up 90 feet anytime a runner is at first base. Another runner is at third. They're just giving up second base. Now a couple of RBIs out there for Thomas. And there's a shot going to be hit to the shortstop, Chalf, and he tries to reach around and tag out Chilion, but he's able to slide back in safely. It'll be a line out for Thomas. And that's just the first out of the inning. So now here's Trent Schmitz batting for the third time. He has been hit by a pitch, hit into a fielder's choice. He bats now with runners at second and third and only one away. 9-5 Seneca leads from the bottom of the fourth inning. Fastball hits the outside for a strike. Trent Schmitz in bats from the right side. Lible just continuing to try to battle out there. The 0-1 is foul back. Now the 0-2 to Schmitz. Bouncing ball to the left side, fielded by the third baseman. It's going to be a fair ball. His throw is going to be wide and another error for Doniphan County, and that's going to allow another run to come down and score. Third baseman Davis fielded it. He thought it could have been a foul ball, so he took a look at the home plate umpire who was signaling fair ball, and then he turned his attention back to try to make the throw to first and threw it wide. That'll put runners back at the corners, and now here's the 9-hitter, Andrew Henry. A throw over to first base, back safely to Schmitz. Lible over 75 pitches now on the afternoon. Ten-five, Seneca now leads. There goes the runner. Throw down to second base is not in time. Here comes a runner down from third base, and he's going to score. So Chilion scores. And Seneca now leads 11-5. 11-5, Seneca and Allies. They've played it 5 runs here in the 4th. And now a runner at second base for Henry. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and away. So it essentially will be 2 stolen bases for Schmidt and Chulions. Now the 2-0. Fastball low, 3-0. Henry is the 8th batter to come to the plate in this inning for Seneca. And a 3-0. Here's a swing and a looper into left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Rounding third, stopping there is Schmidt. And again, that's going to put runners at the corners and out back to the top of the order. And now Donovan County is going to ask for Todd Phoenix Keller, one of the assistant coaches for Donovan County, is going to come out and have a quick word with Leibel. 11-5, Seneca now leads and looking to really take command of this game. Just one out in the bottom of the 4th inning. Run rule for Legion baseball is a little bit different than high school baseball. 10 after 4 and 8 after 5 is the run rule for Legion ball. And it's actually going to be a pitching change for Donovan County. Pitching change will take the break. 11-5 our score. Grain Chalfant will be on the mound. We'll get the changes when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
FM, KNZA.
So Leibel just moves to short. Braden Chalfant now on the mound. Pitching for the first time for Donovan County. And again, Seneca is going to steal another run. Trying to take second base and getting there was Henry. Schmitz, who was at third base, came down to score, and it's now 12-5. Seneca is just doing whatever they want right now. And now a runner at second base for Dalton Herter. He has 2 hits today. And he has scored twice. There's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 1-1. He is the 9th batter to come to the plate in this inning for Seneca. And the 1-1. Popper that'll get back and out of play. Seneca with 4 hits in this inning. Donovan County has committed 2 errors. Seneca with 5 stolen bases in this inning. There's a ball that's going to get away again from the catcher, Franken, and taking third base is Henry. Now Herter's just looking to put the ball in play and pick up another RBI. Donovan County will continue to play their infield back. One out in the bottom of the 4th inning, 6 runs across for Seneca. The 2-2. There's a shot to the shortstop. Leibel take a big hop. He's going to throw to first, and it is going to be in time. Good recovery by Leibel. It'll be a run-scoring ground out, though, for Dalton Herter. And now batting for the second time in the inning, here's Bryce Uphaus. Henry does come around to score, makes it 13-5 in favor of Seneca. First pitch to Bryce Uphaus is a fastball away. And there's a pop-up on the infield. Grable, the second baseman, once it, he's underneath it. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. And out before Seneca, plate seven. We'll head to the fifth inning of play. It is 13-5. Seneca leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, it's a leadoff single for Kill Hamilton, so he is 2-for-2 with a home run, and now the single. We'll have a quick meeting at the mound for Seneca, who leads 13-5 here to start the fifth inning, and, well, you look up at the scoreboard, and if Seneca can hold Doniphan County scoreless in this inning, the ball game would be over. So we'll see if Kramer stays on the mound. He will. Joe Jolson will head back to the dugout. So Doniphan County now with Connor Hayes, followed by Brock Stewarter with a runner at first base. Hayes struck out his first at bat. First pitch is a fastball low. The fastball poured down the middle for a strike. 1-1 the count on Hayes. BC got four runs in the second inning, and they scored one in the fourth. Now a swing and a foul back, comes right back, hits the umpire right in the face mask. And it's 1-2 on Hayes. So 1-2 the count with a runner at first. Hamilton not great speed at first. The fastball just misses low and off the plate. Two and two the count. The pitch from Kramer. Pop up on the infield. It'll be the third baseman, Cook, who calls for it. He'll make the catch, and there's one away. I don't know what it is with Kramer, but a ball that's popped up on the infield, he takes his hat off and carries it around in his right hand while he tries to make the catch with his left hand. There's a quick pickoff attempt. Hamilton back safely. Brock Stewarter bats now for the second time. He popped up to Kramer in the second inning. There's a line shot and a base hit into right field. Hamilton roll around second base. They're actually going to try to get him out at second base, and it's actually a pretty close play. Andrew Henry came up firing, but it'll put runners at first and second on the single by Studer. And one out back to the top of the order. Here's Braden Chaplin. He has struck out and grounded out today. Runners at first and second. Chaplin squares the bunt, gets it down to the right side, picking it up is Kramer. He'll throw to first. That'll get the out, and now two away. And so now it'll be up to Charlie Grable to extend this ball game. Grable has grounded out and reached on an error. He has hit both balls right to Bryce up out at second base. First pitch fastball in the inside corner for a strike. There's a fastball a little bit high, and it's 1-1. Kramer looking to finish things off here. Second and third, two away. And a 13-5 lead for Seneca. 1-1. There's a line shot into right field. It's playable for Henry. He'll leap. He'll make the grab, and that'll end it. So a hard hit ball for Grable. Nothing to show for it. And that will be the ball game. Final score, 13-5. Seneca wins it in 4.5 innings of play. And with that, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our McDonald's player of the game. And we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score, 13-5. Seneca wins it over Doniphan County in, let's call it 4.5 innings of play. The 8-run rule comes into effect, so Seneca picks up their first victory here of the summer schedule. Seneca plated 4 runs in the first, 2 in the second, and then put up a big 7 spot in the fourth inning, and really they could have had more as they left runners out there in both the first and second innings. Doniphan County plated 4 in the second and 1 in the fourth, but other than that, they went scoreless in the first, third, and fifth innings. And so 13-5 is the final. Let's go ahead and look through the final statistics. We will start with Doniphan County. Braden Chalfant was 0-for-2. Charlie Grable was on base once. Trent Spiker was 0-for-2. Cole Franken had a hit, scored a run. Alex Leibel reached on an error and scored a run. Kobe Davis was on base twice. He had a home run, a double. He had 2 RBIs, scored twice. Cale Hamilton was on base twice. He had a 3-run home run, scored a run, and also had a single. And Brock Studer had a single to round things out for Doniphan County, who is now 3-2 on the year. Seneca, meanwhile, Dalton Herter had a good day. He was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. Bryce Uphouse was 2-for-3 with 2 singles, 2 runs scored and an RBI. Landon Baker had two singles, scored twice. Zach Kramer was on base three times, scored twice. Damon Cook was on base all three times. He came to the plate, scored twice, had two RBIs. Dylan Chaillant was on base twice, had an RBI single and walked, scored a run. Eric Thomas was on base twice. Trent Schmitz was on base twice. And Andrew Henry was on base once and scored a run and had a hit. So, with that, it's time to pick our McDonald's Player of the Game, brought to you by the McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. Kind of a tough decision here today. Seneca had a couple of guys that really stood out, but thought about going with Dalton Herter. He had two hits, two runs, and an RBI. But I'm going to go with Damon Cook. He was on base three times today. He had two hits, two RBIs, two runs scored, and again, on base all three times. So we'll put Damon Cook. He will be our player of the game. Again, let's go ahead and through our Legion Baseball sponsors once again, making this broadcast happen here on the MSD Sports Radio Network. Our sponsors, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Cropping Insurance of Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. And our final one, Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. All of our great sponsors here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. They'll play one more here in Seneca. We'll have the complete scores and a recap tomorrow. Also up at MSGSports.net, we'll have scores later on tonight as well. So that is going to wrap things up here from Seneca for our first broadcast of the summer season here in 2021. Final score again, Seneca wins it 13-5 over Doniphan County. And for Scott taking care of us back at the studio, Scott, thanks a bunch. Johnny Kane saying so long here from Seneca. Have a good night, everybody.